While the work continues on the Horseshoe Baltimore Casino on Russell Street, the city and Caesars Entertainment have been staging job fairs and mass hiring events to try to fill the casino's 1,700 available positions with city residents. WIPR's Kenneth Burns reports that there are also workshops where there's an incentive at the end.
The workshops are called Legendary Academies. Over 2 days, potential employees learn about the Horseshoe Casino, the type of people Caesars is looking for, and of course, the jobs that are available. The workshops are taught by Kanika Feaster, a recruitment coordinator with the Mayor's Office of Employment Development. She says Horseshoe managers are looking for 4 things in potential employees.
Number one, upbeat and friendly persons, people that have a positive attitude, people who understand the importance of superb customer service, and the ability to showcase lots of personality.
Feaster demonstrated that upbeat personality and positive attitude during a recent workshop at Maryland New Directions in North Baltimore.
And I know it's hard. There's so many different interesting areas in the casino, but that's why, again, you come in, you learn, you bring the great attitude. At the end of 6 months, you have the ability to start looking at other areas. Get your foot in the door is what I'm really saying.
She was hired as part of the December 2012 agreement between the city and Caesars to hire as many city residents as possible. Bryce Freeman with the Mayor's Office of Employment Development says her position is similar to one involving the city-owned Hilton Hotel.
Her job, she works for the Mayor's Office of Employment Development. Her salary is paid by Horseshoe, and her job is to specifically recruit residents and prepare them for the jobs at the casino.
Feaster also tells people at the workshop what to expect on interviews as well as background checks. Those who attend the workshops will get special hiring consideration.
We'll give these individuals a specialized name tag so that as they are interviewing, then our hiring team can actually look at them a little more closely and give them consideration.
Others can get that status by attending a large-scale hiring event or making an early commitment to the casino. Don Ray, who drove up from Glen Burnie for the session, is one of those who will get the specialized name tag. She says she is looking for a position in customer service.
I love people. I love talking with people, engaging with people. So something, I don't know, in customers, maybe a host or something of that sort.
Ray has a background in education, including time as a Baltimore City school teacher. She says she is looking for a change of pace while she works on a doctoral degree from Walden University.
I think as I'm getting older, I want a little bit more excitement and want to tap areas that I've not necessarily had original interest in and maybe tap some skills and things that I didn't know that I had.
Marcus Bookman tends bar at a downtown hotel. He says he's looking for the same position at the casino and expecting more excitement, considering the casino will be open 24 hours a day.
We're across from the ballpark, so I got my excitement there, but I think it's going to be all hours of the day and night where I see quite a lot of things happening.
Caesars is no longer recruiting for table game dealers, but casino managers will hold a 3-day job fair starting Monday at M&T Bank Stadium for other positions. Freeman says there will be job interviews and hiring will be done on the spot during the event. The city is planning at least 2 more legendary academies before the end of May, all in an effort to fill positions before the casino is to open later this year. I'm Kenneth Burns from North Baltimore for 88.1 WIPR.